K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host with a Purple Project podcast covering all things K-State. This is what this podcast is all about, coming at you on this Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. Man, is this month flying by or what? Yeah, crazy, crazy. We're 2.5 months away from a new year, and it seems like October's been flying by. I'm gonna see the pants, see my pants. I don't know why. Maybe because all this good content, K-State content I'm talking about, or what. But if you're not subscribed to Purple Project Podcast, I would suggest you do that right now. Subscribe, and we're the only K-State podcast to post daily content every day, not just Monday through Friday. We're talking pretty much 7 days a week. As well, so definitely check it out. Make sure you love what you're hearing. Subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Me and Alex did record our first of two weeklies this week. Episode 126 will be posted tomorrow night. I have to move some things around, switch some things up, so that can go out tomorrow night. And then we're gonna have our first of a couple big things in the show for Friday's show. So I almost spilled the beans out on that. So definitely. But if you've been listening for a while, 1.5, you should already know. But if you haven't, then stay tuned for Friday's episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Meanwhile, real quick, since on that midweek episode, we talked about men's golf, because men's golf beat Texas yesterday in the first day of the Big 12 match play. And here, just an hour ago, they went toe-to-toe with the number one team in the land, Texas Tech, and put them in a draw in this one. So this was very tight, up and down. Nicholas Mason took down his opponent there. I don't have the first names of the Texas Tech guys, but we'll just roll down the K-State roster here. It results from the match here from a few hours ago. This was a morning. This was the first of two. So they had one morning session. Apparently they drew number one team in the nation in Tech today. They took down Texas already from yesterday. Tech today, and then here, I think they're in play now as I'm recording this podcast. TCU is next for K-State men's golf. In this match play, Nicholas Mason won his match 2-1. Cooper Schultz won his 5-3. Tim Tillmans ended up losing his match 4-2. Will Hopkins also at the moment or was losing his match or lost his match. He was down 2. Will Hopkins. Lawrence Rydren also lost his match 5-3. And Luke O'Neill won his 3-2. It is a draw there as well. So I believe that's a point there for K-State men's golf there. I know for a loss, you get nothing. Just like soccer. You lose, you don't get anything. You tie, you get a point. And I know you win, you get 3 as well. So that's kind of a quick update from the men's golf tournament. Or said the Big 12 Match Play Championships. Or we're going to call it the Big 12 Championships. For men's golf, K-State won, kept its line moving, but still haven't lost. If you want to look at it from that way, we'll see what happens against TCU here, and may or may not have it recorded by this evening. Obviously, Tuesday nights are usually family night in this neck of the woods over here, so we'll see how that goes. So K-State faring pretty well so far, and we'll see what the results are when they're done with TCU, and their final day is tomorrow as well. We'll have all the full recap either on Thursday or Fridays daily there as well on the men's golf team as well. So I wanted to check in with y'all on that. I know some people who are pretty hyped up about golf want to know, so there's your update there on K-State men's golf in the postseason there at the Big 12 Match Championships down there at, oh man, I can't think of the town, but they're in Texas. I know I said it on recording last night. Can't remember it right now. Actually, let's see if I can squeak that out real quick here. Let's see what I want to do here. Yeah, this is what I want. Yeah, Hockley, Texas. There we go. Hockley, Texas. save. They're late. Hockley, Texas. So K-State looking to take down TCU here. So we'll have all the full breakdown with TCU and the final day on probably either Thursday or Friday's daily coming up. So K-State in good position right now. I don't know that the on top of my head, or really, I don't have the full team breakdown right now of the standings right now, but I'm pretty sure if K-State were to win this match against TCU, they're going to be right up there, bound again for a conference championship. So we'll see what happens later on today and then tomorrow for men's golf. So men's golf continuing to do what they've done all year long is to bounce back, and they play pretty well against the number one team in the nation. That's pretty good. Draw there. It could have been much worse, but you got guys stepping up like Nicholas Mason, Cooper Schultz, and Luke O'Neill. Big difference there. If not for one of those guys, K-State would have lost the match there as well. So K-State stays unbeaten so far in the postseason. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up for now for the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition. Again, Cats fans, be out and look out for episode 126 tomorrow night coming out at you. Me and Alex talk schedules, folks, for men's. We go over the men's schedule, all of it, while ending with the non-con for K-State women. As what I believe I saw somewhere in here. I've been busy all day. Mitch Fortner, the K-State announcer / sports director for K-Man, retweeted something that K-State women received some preseason votes for the AP poll there as well. So, you see, I'm telling you, man, even though Aoki Lee's out, I've been riding the coattails still. And I believe, unlike my co-host Alex Ayton, I think a lot of people they have a lot to prove. They got some good young talent on that team this year. Even without Aoki Lee, I know that's a huge loss, but it's going to allow other players to step up and score the basketball. So again, I'm still leaning on that as they're going to be contending for another NCAA spot this year. I still really do like the roster, even though Lee will be back next season, but she ain't playing this year. So somebody, and taking the lines of KG, somebody's got to step up to the plate and show out this year and really break through. Other than Serena Sundell, I know she's going to take that next step. She has to, obviously. She's going to do it. The Glenn twins especially, they were hot last year. They started off hot, but in it kind of cold. You can't have that. There, they got a good transfer in Gabby Gregory. I really like her. They got another big transfer in Gacilla Sanchez as well. And they got some other talent in here as well. And they got some a guard in Jakayla Harris. I believe I'm saying that correctly as well. Want to prove herself as well. So there's a lot of proven ladies that want to show what they can do for the team. So it's wide open for this K-State team. And so I'm really interested to see how they're going to fare here in 2022-2023 season. So there's that. So that's going to put a book on this discussion for right now. Appreciate y'all again. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And men's golf, K-State men's golf, continues their quest for the conference title.